This week on the Magic with Gadgets podcast, I'm going to be showing you just how easy it is to make an air fryer sprinkle cake. So I'm just out and about getting some exercise whilst the hubby's getting some ingredients for our Sunday dinner. And I'm just thinking about this sprinkle cake, you know. And it's funny, you know, because it's one of those recipes that's so easy. And all it really is, it's a vanilla sponge, cooked in the air fryer, of course, with icing and sprinkles on top. We can all have our different versions of that. It's going to be in the new cookbook, which is Air Fryer Easy Every Day, because it is an easy cake to make. And what I also wanted to say is, pink icing reminds you of school days and everything, but it doesn't have to be pink. If you're normally the one that's not very good at making birthday cakes for your kids, you could make this. If you've got a boy, it could be blue icing. You know, you could even do a Halloween colour and do some scary colours, add in a few different ones, and you've got something really interesting there, haven't you? You know, it's just one of those nice things to do. And if you've not done cake in the air fryer before, it's a brilliant starting point. And in regards to the cookbook, you know, Easy Every Day is just gone now on pre-order with the pre-order link. So head over to recipethis.com. It's at the top of our site there, and you can find out more about the cookbook. What I really need to do is get home and just show you just how simple this sprinkle cake is to make at home in your air fryer. So to celebrate the pre-orders starting for Air Fryer Easy Every Day, one of the recipes in the cookbook is a sprinkle cake. So what I wanted to do was to share with you my version of a sprinkle cake. There's a better version in the book, of course. But what I like the idea of is, what if you could do a sprinkle cake at home and you have all those ingredients in already? Wouldn't that be great and not have to go shopping? It's the last minute on a Sunday, or maybe it's just something simple for a birthday cake. Or you just want to understand how to cook a cake in the air fryer, then this is for you. So let me see if I've got the ingredients in. So let's have a look in the pantry. Yes, got self-raising flour. What about some butter? I always end up with too much salted butter and no unsalted. Yep, found a block of unsalted and feeling it. It's nice and soft, so it's not going to break my arms mixing it. What about granulated sugar? And if you're wondering why our recipes are always granulated and not caster sugar, it's because it's a nice sugar to use in baking. And then in the US, they have a different name for it, for caster sugar. And it saves me having to do a conversion. It's like a lazy thing. And then have I got vanilla? Yep, got some vanilla. Have I got eggs? Let's see if I've got any eggs in the fridge. Yep, plenty of eggs. Normally use for healthy breakfast, such as scrambled eggs in the air fryer. But they're good for cake as well, right? And then I also use a little bit of olive oil in my cakes. It's the secret ingredient in Mediterranean cakes. It gives them that lovely light texture. And we also use them in ours. So you can't take Portugal out of the girl. And then some milk. I would normally use whole milk, but I'm sure this cake will be fine with some semi-skimmed. And then, what else do I need? I need icing sugar, or as you would call it in the US, confectioner's sugar. Or confectioner's sugar, I'm not quite sure. Somebody will tell me. And then, food colouring. So let me have a look. Long story short, when George was about a year and a half, Sophia decorated his entire face in food colouring. So to this day, I'm still convinced she's going to do something with it. So I keep it really high up. So I have a big bag of all my different colourings. So I've got so many here to choose from. And that's another thing. It can be any colour you want. If you're doing a Halloween one, you can do a different colour. If it's for your boy's birthday, you can do a blue, you can do a red, you can do a purple. You can do whichever one you want. So I've got my bag of colours. And then, the one thing I never have in, I wonder if we've got some sprinkles. And that's because Sophia and George love them so much, they put them on the yoghurt. But yep, shaking the jar, we have sprinkles. That means we've got everything in at home to make a sprinkle cake. So I'm going to get started now, but I'm going to cheat because it's a Sunday as I'm recording this and I can't be bothered to make a cake mix. So I've got my Thermomix out. So you could use an electric whisk, your KitchenAid, whatever you wanted, or you could do it by hand. So I've got my Thermomix out, and you know the funny thing is every marketing campaign for the Thermomix says, oh, it's brilliant for healthy eating, make some soup in it. Well, even though I have made soup in it, I have made cake in it and buttercream and things like that a lot more. I know that sounds really bad, that doesn't it? But it's I really, really like it from the point of view of similar to a food processor. It is really, really good. And it's a great mixer as well. And the fact that you can cook and then it food processes all at the same time is just brilliant. So in pops my butter. It does have scales, but I don't really rate the scales that well. They seem a bit off. So you just want to mix the butter and the sugar. And then sign that the Thermomix is done because it makes that beeping sound. And then I can check on it. So I'm scraping down the edges. And it just does a brilliant job of mixing the butter and sugar. So now what do you do now that you've added the butter and sugar? Then what I suggest you do, the easiest way to describe it is to add in the rest of your wet ingredients. So that's your eggs, your vanilla, your whole milk, and your olive oil. So we're going to start with the eggs. Recommend cracking in 4 eggs. These are large eggs, by the way. I always use large. But it might vary in size depending where you're from. So that's 2 eggs so far. And then finally, the butter. Oh, brilliant. So now I've added in the eggs. I'm just going to grab a bit of vanilla. So next step is to add in some vanilla. If you don't like it very vanilla-y, you can add less. But I kind of recommend about a tablespoon for a vanilla cake. And then, for the olive oil, I recommend about a tablespoon and a half. And you can't taste it if you don't like olive oil, don't worry. It just helps make the cake lighter. If you've ever been on holiday to Greece, Spain, Portugal, France, a lot of these countries always add the olive oil with the cakes. And then after that, the last one to add is the whole milk, which we recommend about 6 tablespoons of whole milk, which if you're working cups in the US, that's like using your quarter cup 1.5 times. So now I've added in all the wet ingredients, place the lid back on, and we can give it all a mix together. Like I said, this is a really, really easy cake to make. So, put the thermo back on. And then that sound of that noise means the Thermomix is done and I can take the lid off. I can make it stop because that noise drives you crazy. And then the last ingredient to add in now is the flour. So, I'm using self-raising flour.
then just adding it to the measuring thing because I don't trust the scales on the Thermomix, which is a shame. But it's not too far off. And these measurements aren't that much different to a pound cake, so it's very much a traditional mixture. It's slightly different because we've done it so that it's perfect cup sizes for those measuring in the US. And then let's get the thermo lid back on, and then it's the final mix. Like I say, this is just perfect for a lazy Sunday cake that you can enjoy at home. And it's beeped. Get it open. And wow, we have cake mix. Yay. Oh, it's wonderful that you can just do this using a Thermomix really, really quickly. Like I say, it's a beautiful vanilla cake. It's nice and thick. It cooks perfectly in the air fryer. And then we can add our sprinkles and everything. So I'm just going to find where my silicone container that I use. I have these favourite red ones. They're the perfect size. It's 7.5 inches. So it's perfect for most sized air fryers. I've also tested this in 4-inch containers, which is perfect for if you've got the dual air fryer. Because I'm the owner of both dual basket and air fryer ovens. So I'm just pouring this cake mixture in, scraping around the edges with a silicone spatula. And then I can get in all the nooks and crannies and get any bits that I've missed. I'm sure Sophia would rather lick the bowl or lick the Thermomix. And then it makes a brilliant size batter. So it's not overly full and it's not really small either because it's hard work getting it cooked in the middle in the air fryer. So now I'm going to transfer it to the air fryer. So what we do is we start off at a higher temperature and then we go low and cover it in foil because this stops it from overcooking on top, which can be the problem in some air fryers. So then once you've got it in, we're starting with 160 Celsius, that's 320 Fahrenheit. And a cook time of 30 minutes. And then in 30 minutes, we can come back and we can cover it up and then we can get it back on for a little longer. And we've beeped. So let's check on our cake, shall we? Wow, that's looking amazing already. So now it's time to cover it with some foil. So the foil just stops it from over browning on top, which is brilliant. And the silicone sometimes moves around a little bit, so just reposition it as you're putting the foil on. So then you just want a good layer of foil over it. And you want the foil tucked down enough so that it's not going to blow about in the air fryer. And then once you've done that, we're popping it back in. We're doing another 30 minutes. But this time we're cooking it at 150 Celsius so that it will then cook it in the middle. And my other air fryer's just beeped with lunch, so this is going to be dessert. So exciting. So now we're waiting for the beep, and there is the beep. So let's check on our cake, shall we? Oh, and the foil, because we've tucked it in, has stayed perfectly in position. And oh, wow, we have cake.
So I recommend that you put your thermometer through the cake, and then if it comes out clean, then you know your cake's done. Go for the middle area, and yes, that cake's come out clean. So now we're going to let it cool down and rest, and then we can talk about icing it. Whilst the air fryer is cooking, I just wanted to grab you for a minute and mention to you all about the Complete Air Fryer Cookbook. It's our debut air fryer cookbook. It features 140 everyday easy peasy air fryer recipes, perfect for beginners, with step-by-step photos for some of the key techniques in the cookbook, such as how we make tofu, how we cook a whole chicken, how you cook steak or salmon in the air fryer, and so much more. It's just jam-packed with recipes, and I was always there going back to my publisher and saying, could you sneak in another recipe, because I would really like this recipe in it as well. Unlike the influencers that are now jumping on the air fryer bandwagon, so just remember that when you're looking for help and advice and tips for using the air fryer. If you head over to recipethis.com, search air fryer cookbook, there's the full details there, or you can hop straight across to Amazon, and it's also in a lot of the popular UK retailers as well, and it's just brilliant. And if you're stateside, also know it's both metric and it's imperial, just so that we can keep everyone happy and we're not saying, oh, it's not suitable for you, because we just want it to be perfect for everyone. So of course, head over and grab yourself a copy if you've not done so already. It's just a tenner on Amazon. It's a great price, and it will really teach you how to use the air fryer. So we've allowed the cake to cool down a bit now, so now it's time to ice your cake. So grab yourself some icing sugar, turn on your weighing scales, and you know, it's totally up to you whether or not you want to sieve the icing sugar. I know a lot of people do. What we've found is that when we get icing sugar from Aldi, when you've just opened the box, because of the thickness of it, it doesn't need sieving. So if you do shop at Aldi, just note that, because I know a lot of bakers that shop at Aldi swear by their icing sugar because of this. So that's a nice little tip for you. So then once you've got your icing sugar, you want to be mixing your icing sugar into a paste first, and then you can add your colouring a little bit at a time until you get the colour texture that you want, because you notice it's like you can't take it away, so you don't want to add too much too soon. So a little bit of cold water. And then a little bit of the water at a time. And then the thing here is patience, because sometimes you think, oh, it needs more water than that, and you add too much water too soon. So just add it gradually until you're starting to see a paste. And then if you accidentally do add a little bit too much water, you can always add in some extra icing sugar. That's what's so great about it. So wait until you've got yourself a paste. And then when you've got a paste, you've got your boring white icing, and then you'll be ready to add your food colour in. So like I say, you can use any colour you want. You know, the school cake tradition is the pink icing. But you can go anywhere you want. I've seen red cakes made with it. I've seen black and purple ones for Halloween. It's just totally up to you. Just remember, don't add too much, because you can't take it away. So a tiny little bit of colour into your icing. And then if you think to yourself, right, not deep enough in colour for me, then you can add a little bit more. It's just totally up to you. Then just give it a good mix. Then it's ready to pour over your cake. Remember, you don't want your icing too thin, because otherwise it'll be so much harder to pour on. So add a nice layer on top of your cake.
And then smother it around the edges so that you want it like how you associate sprinkle cakes, so the few little bits go down the edges so it creates a lovely colouring to your cake. You can do it either in the silicone pan and leave it in there and then ice it, because then you're not going to make a mess anywhere else. Or you can do it the traditional way and then you can ice your cake on your cooling rack. And then once you've done that, let's sprinkle. I can't believe the kids have actually left us some sprinkles. They don't normally. And the lovely M&S sprinkles. And with that, we just had to shake the sprinkles jar, and in pops Sophia waiting for some sprinkles cake. And it's just absolutely delicious. And it's a brilliant starting point if you've not done cake before in the air fryer, because, you know, it's just a very basic and easy vanilla sponge cake. It's very similar to the traditional pound cake. And then you can just cook it in the air fryer. You learn about cooking in the air fryer. And then you can just add whatever colour icing you want and then some sprinkles, or as they call it in the US, funfetti, and it's just great. And then you can slice in and enjoy. And that is cake in the air fryer. And we've written a post about it. If you search over on Recipe This for air fry cake, you can find this as well as our birthday cake recipe, our chocolate cake, and we've even got carrot cake there and loads of other ones. And of course, don't forget to grab yourself a copy of the complete air fryer cookbook, which shows you with step-by-step photos how to do a chocolate cake in the air fryer, as well as a Victoria sponge. And then for our second book, which is coming out in September, we'll be showing you how to do an air fryer sprinkle cake just like this one, and it's just so easy. Thanks for listening, and it's been wonderful recording this episode for you, and I just love talking about what I'm cooking right now at home with my kitchen gadgets. And of course, you're probably thinking now, hang on a minute, I need a visual, I need to see how it's cooked, what it looks like, rather than it just being an audio. And I also want a free printable recipe card so I can follow it along at home and of course ask any questions. So if that's you, if you head over to recipethis.com, search for the recipe, you can find that and so much more. You can go metric imperial as well. You can post comments and ask us follow-up questions, and it's just a great alternative way for you to learn about this recipe. And of course, we've spent a long time over the last few years building up this podcast for you. We would really, really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star review, because it really does help grow the podcast, and then more and more people will see it and learn like you're learning all about the kitchen gadgets. And I'm Sam, and thanks for listening.